Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many today. And wow, what a prophetic, by that I mean a right now word. I sense the Lord has poured into me today that I am so excited to simply be the spout that I pray by the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will simply pour out through me to you today. And I sense this word. The Lord will cause it to have far-reaching effects and kingdom impact for such a time as this, a timely word right now. And if I was to give it a title, I'll be giving a clue away in any second now where this message was inspired from. It is Philadelphia Eagles, Philadelphia Church, arise. A great friend, a heartbeat of mine. In fact, my amazing Jewish sister, she has inspired this message, unknowing to her right now, but she was heading on Sunday night. I was on my way out to host a Soul Sisters dinner party in Norwich, and we'd been messaging each other, and she gave me her surprise news that she was just about to be landing and by aeroplane, and she was heading into the Super Bowl with her hubby. And I don't know really very much about American football, but as we'd been messaging and then checking in with each other, how each other's evening went afterwards, and I was saying, oh, we'd had a power-packed time, the God girls gathering, you know, some from church, some not from church. And she had had the most amazing night at the Super Bowl. And I was then checking with her, oh, you know, hopefully the team you wanted won, after all of that travelling that her and her hubby had made to get there. And she came back, you know, she just seemed relaxed either way. So this message today, I know actually a majority of the Mama of Many listeners, interestingly, are from the USA. I have more listening from the USA than I do in the UK. And it always fascinates me how far God's word reaches out, but God's word never, and I believe this word is not going to return empty or void today, but it's going to accomplish prophetically that for which it is sent. And this is not sent to rile up any of my amazing American friends who listen in, whether or not you are a Kansas City Chiefs fan and supporter or a Philadelphia Eagles supporter. It's not actually about that, but it's what the Lord poured into this UK girl who doesn't know really the first thing about American football, but my prophetic understanding that I sense the Lord wants me to bring today, I sense is timely for what the Lord is saying to his church right now in this day. Now, as I was saying, my great friend wasn't too worried about which team had won. She said they were, you know, both amazing, both great spirited. And as a Jewish believer, oh, she's amazing. She was saying that, you know, there's believers on both sides of the team. She just had the most amazing time, fun night at the Super Bowl. And as I then began to, you know, I finished that convo on WhatsApp with my heartbeat friend, the Lord then began to speak to me. And what I sense the Lord say is for us today, God has been overthrowing and casting down worldly chiefs right before our eyes. Time for his eagles to arise. Discerning, obeying, the storms only ever cause eagles' wings to fly higher. And the wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing again, undergirding his church. And he is setting us up to soar above it all. Philadelphia Church, Philadelphia Eagles, it's time to arise. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles were not necessarily the favourites, as far as I can gather, to win. There had been an expectation, and in fact, high hopes from the Kansas City Chiefs. They were going for their hat trick, their third year in a row win. And we all know that we've got the famous Taylor Swift and her boyfriend who plays there in the American football team for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the expectation, and I guess the hope, certainly from Kansas City Chiefs, was that they were going to win. But what the Lord showed me is it's no longer for his church right now and on the earth. It is no longer business as usual. The Lord is setting, so I'm speaking spiritually today, coming away just from the football, but using the analogy of that prophetically today. The Lord would say that it is time. One, he is setting his church to soar above it all. Yes, the storms, the darkness, the swirling, the negative voices are going to keep circulating and increasing, but the Lord would say, Christians, believing believers, stop running around afraid like headless chickens when we're called to soar above it all like eagles. We are not headless. Our head is Jesus Christ. The head of his church is Jesus Christ. And the Lord would say that not any man or woman is the head in his church. He's taking his church back in these days. But what an honor for us to serve his purposes in his church at this time. So on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. And what's more, we are about to move forward. And we are about to move heaven and earth. The Lord says those who have faith as small as a mustard seed will speak to mountains, and mountains will move. The Father is going to move heaven and earth on behalf of you, his church, as we arise, as we take God at his word at this time, as he speaks and we repeat, God is causing us and setting us up to rise and shine and to gain ground. The same for Israel too at this time. Your days of loss are through. Your time of increase and favour. The time to favour Zion. Zion means the marked one. I speak that to believers too. You have not been marked for destruction, for despair and loss any longer, but you have been marked now for favour. The time to favour Zion, the marked ones, Israel and his church, has come. Not marked for destruction, but marked to soar above it all and to overcome in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord would say to every one of us today, the cross is our confidence. The cross is all that we need. And for what looked like the greatest defeat was heaven's greatest victory and hell's complete retreat. So when it looks like darkness is invading and is prevailing, the reality is the darkest day of history looked like it was the cross. Somebody once spoke to me prophetically, when the cross stood strong, pointing to heaven, the Lord would remind you, Christine, in your times of darkness and in your times of despair, remember Jesus, remember the cross that stood strong there, and you will overcome. Resurrection power will always break through and burst through for every one of God's children too. Just as Jesus, he was the great conqueror of even death. Nothing will be able to defeat you. Nothing will be able to cause his church to pull back in retreat. But in this hour of God's power, we are going to soar. We're going to take ground and we are going to heed heaven's call. It is double portion time. Thirdly today, supernatural, not superficial. Let me tell you about the Philadelphia church. In Revelation, Jesus spoke of seven churches in the last days. And very briefly, there was only two out of the seven churches listed that Jesus did not bring a rebuke to. And I'll give you those in just a moment. But let me just run through them very briefly. I'm not about to do a deep teaching on the seven churches. So relax, stay with me, because we're going somewhere prophetically with this today. There was one, the Ephesus, the church at Ephesus. That was known as the Loveless Church. There was secondly, the church at Smyrna. That was known as the Persecuted Church. There was the church at Pergamum, the Worldly Church. The church at Thyatira, the Wrong Doctrine Church. Sardis. Number five, the spiritually dead church. Six, the Philadelphia, the spiritually alive church, and 7, Laodicea, the lukewarm church. What I then saw when I studied this, there were the two churches. The only two Jesus didn't rebuke was the church at Smyrna, the persecuted church, and the Philadelphia church. The church at Smyrna was the persecuted church, but there is only one church that prevails through all of the days. And do you know what that church is? It's the, you probably got it now, the Philadelphia church. Philadelphia means in Greek, brotherly love. And what I sense the Lord saying today, he is calling the Philadelphia church to arise and shine. It is time. The spiritually alive church to arise and shine. It is your time. I'm not going to give you a deep study, but let me just give you something about like an example of some of the other churches that didn't prevail. The Laodicea church, it means in Greek, the people's rights church, otherwise known as the lukewarm church. Haven't we seen that? The deception amongst people in the earth right now, and even the church gets sucked into it, which causes us to be lukewarm to the biblical truth of God and the Spirit of God and the ways of God. We become about the people's rights church, human rights, or self-righteousness, it means. We try and trade God's truth and God's ways for human rights activated. Look at all that's gone on in recent years with the best intentions in mind, because racism is evil. There's no black and white. There's no Greek Jew. In Christ, we are all one. The Bible shows us this. But instead, we saw coming into the church, trying to be divisive, what the world was fighting, the BLM issues. There's no such thing, and we shouldn't be fighting and be distracted by the world's battles in these times. The enemy wants to distract his church, so we become lukewarm. We get so drained out by what's going on in the world. We know the world is corrupt, and we know that God's government is upon the shoulders of his church, and we need to be governing, praying, power-packed people, speaking into government, speaking into every sphere of society, the truth of God's word in love, and pouring out the power of salvation, the salvation of Jesus Christ to everyone. So instead of BLM, it should have been about his church. And increasingly, may we now be about ELM. Eternal lives matter. Let's no more be deceived and thrown off course. That can cause us to be lukewarm. So many other meanings that I could go through in the different churches. Churches that there's the wrong doctrine church, the worldly church that was getting caught up with immorality, cults, heresies. The church that was getting caught up with worldviews instead of biblical views, popular opinion, and giving way to the customs of this world. All of those things Jesus brought a rebuke to, and he is calling now on me and you, the remnant bride, to arise, even if it's the faithful few that will be the Philadelphia church that goes forward in power and might in these days. For it was the Philadelphia church that did well. There was no rebuke for this church or their faith. They kept the name of Jesus. They never denied him. There is a promise in the kingdom of heaven for these believers, Jew and the non-Jew too, who make up that church. And let me show you, wow, I'm excited to, by the word of the Lord. Revelation 3, verse 7 to 13, speaking of the supernatural, not superficial church, speaking of the spiritually alive church, speaking of the Philadelphia church, built on Jew and Gentile, one in Christ Jesus. Revelation 3, 7 to 13. Write this letter, this is Jesus speaking, to the angel of the church of Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close. And what he closes, no one can open. The Lord is opening doors of kingdom opportunity, breakthrough, miracles for his church in this hour of his power. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one, no man, woman, no demon from hell will be able to shut. You have little strength, yet you have obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, or you could say that say they are believers, they are Christians, but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. I will unpack that for you. Verse 10, because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole earth to test those who belong to this world. And who are those who are the children of God's word? I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. Come on, we are the prevailing church in this last hour that is arising. All who are victorious will become pillars. We are going to be strong. A pillar is strong in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God. Do you know that you bear the name of Jesus Christ across your life? I'm so thankful for that. Because of the blood of Jesus that runs through my veins, not just of my natural bloodline that is so corrupt, that is maybe full of generational sickness, and the Bible can term it generational, all kinds of generational weakness. But God, as we become children of God, as we are born again of the Spirit, which is the Philadelphia church, as we are born again through the blood of Jesus Christ, we're of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And that means, as we read here, he will write on them the name of my God. My name is now Christine Samantha Jane. My maiden name was Hollinger Field. Jesus Christ, I belong to Jesus. I thank God that everything of my natural bloodline has been, everything that is negative, evil, of illness, of sickness. We don't need to be fearing or worrying those things anymore because we can trust in the cleansing, all-powerful bloodline of Jesus Christ that now flows through yours and my veins. And what's more, he's given to you and to me, to his Philadelphia church, a new name, his name. We are the children of God. We are one, the family of God, brothers, sisters, Jew, Gentile too, one new man in Christ. I'm going to prove it to you by his word too. And I will write on them the name of my God, and they will be citizens in the city of my God. The new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven from my God, which that day will be coming soon. The Lord is going to make all things new. And I will also write on them my new name. There, he said it twice. He wants you to get the message through. You are no longer of the natural, but you are born again of the supernatural. You are a child, a son, and a daughter of God, the Most High God. You are royalty. He's the King of Kings. You are his princes and princesses on the earth. Arise in his authority at this time and know who and whose you are. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the church. I love it. Now, when it speaks there of those who claim to be of the Jews or who claim to be believers, but are of actually the synagogue of Satan, here's what the Lord has shown me from Ephesians 2, verse 15 to 18. Powerful. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from the two groups. That's what Jesus did on the cross. The early church was a Jewish church. The Philadelphia church and all the seven churches, hey, they were made up of Jews first and then Gentiles. We know that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is to the Jew first and then the Gentile. I've said many times from that scripture, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. That's what the good news of Jesus Christ is. But I often left it there. That same verse continues on and it says, to the Jew first, then to the Gentile. So we see here that through Jesus' death on the cross, he made for himself, for God, one new people from the two groups. The New King James Version says, one new man in Christ. That's who we are. Jews, Jewish believers, and Gentile believers. We make up his church today, the two brothers on the earth. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. Isn't that absolutely powerful and beautiful? Believing believers, it is so key and crucial to our blessing. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. We know that it's key to our victory and blessing, that we must stand with Israel and believe for their complete salvation. We are grafted in, thankfully, because of Jesus. God's word came through our Jewish brothers and sisters, came through Israel. They preserved the Holy Scriptures with their lives. Jesus came through the lineage of the Jewish people. We owe our Jewish brothers and sisters so much. So as Gentile believers and as the church in the nations at this time, let's rise and shine the love and light and bring comfort to our elder brother Israel in their time of need. And also it works both ways. There are many Jews and who would see us as believers as being absolutely, you know, out of it and out of God's means. But we see what God says and promises he's going to do with all of us. In verse 8, they will come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. The Lord is going to do such a work in Israel, in our Jewish brothers and sisters at this time. He's going to do such a work of salvation in them and in the Gentile nations on the earth at this time. But increasingly, that time is closing for the nations. And God's grace, since Israel was back in a land in 1948, is returning to Israel once more. So we must be about pouring out God's great news of salvation to Gentile and to Jew at this time. Whoa, a bit of a deep word, but hey, I've got to be faithful and true and get that out to you today as the Lord has poured it into me. So we are the Philadelphia church. We are to be the spiritually alive church that arises, that shines, that is not superficial, but that is supernatural. In Isaiah 40, 27 to 31, come on, Philadelphia Eagles, rise and shine. Whenever the Lord throughout scripture, he would use those words to his people, and he would say, arise, in Isaiah 60, arise and shine, your light is come. That word in Hebrew, the arise, means to come up higher. The Lord is saying to us, to his Philadelphia church, his last day church, his church with longevity that will outlast them all, he is saying to us, come up higher. He's given us an invitation of intimacy with him at this time. We don't need to be scrapping on the ground with the chicken feed, but we're to be soaring with the eagles above it all, on the wings of God's Spirit, supernaturally. And the Lord says in Isaiah 40, 27 to 31, why do you say, my way is hidden from the Lord? Oh, I know it's been tough. I know it's been hard. I know it's taken every bit of your faith just to stand. Why do you say, oh, my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. The Lord is about to make new for you, pour in fresh strength today so you can get up again, go again, sow again, and grow again. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint. Why? Because you are the Philadelphia church. You are the bride of Christ that is being purified, made white, and made ready for our soon coming King Jesus, our groom. And the Lord would say to you, just as I've said before, as the Lord poured that into me in the vision, when I was holding one of my besties, my pastor's hand in this vision, and we literally fell to our knees, as the Lord said, those who wait on the Lord, who are serving his purposes in our generation, shall feel the weight of the Lord. And the weight of the Lord is the glory of the Lord. The glory means the full weight of God. That's what the Lord is getting ready to do, to pour out his glory upon his church, his Philadelphia church, his Philadelphia Eagles. And we are going to soar in his glory. And as we lift Jesus up, he's going to draw all men, women. They're going to be attracted to the glory of the Lord released in his church at this time, in Jesus' mighty name. The Philadelphia church went forward with reformation and great, great victory. That is what we're called to. It was a missionary church. It was evangelizing outward, upward and outward. So Philadelphia church, rise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.